This is Focus on EMU, a time where we take a little bit of a look at what's going on the campus of Eastern Michigan and our community and the important place that Eastern plays there. This week, we are focusing on something very important to this community, which is the development of better, affordable housing. And it's a little more than that. It's not just a place where people live, and we'll talk about that in a moment here and what Eastern's involvement in that is. But I've got a couple people with me here this week to discuss this. And the first one we're going to talk to is Russ Olwell. Did I say your name right, Russ? Awesome. Beautiful. First shot. I got an A so far. We have not deducted any points yet for this. This is a long one. This is Russ is the director for the Institute for the Study of Children, Families at Eastern Michigan University. So Russ, we'll just call you Russ. We don't have to use the whole title. Russ wanted to come in and talk this week about a new foundational grant and a big program that Eastern is getting involved in the community of Ypsilanti having to do with affordable housing. First, let's just chat, Russ, for a second. Why is this important to Eastern Michigan?
So this is part of Eastern Michigan's investment in the Ypsilanti community and in improving the lives of people who live there. It's a small city, and Eastern is a big piece of it. And so Eastern has a commitment to improving neighborhoods, to improving safety, to improving educational outcomes, to improving health. And all of those things will make for a better Ypsilanti, and then as a result, that'll help Eastern too.
And this isn't something new. This is something that Eastern's been doing as a commitment to the community for quite a long time, right?
So EMU's been involved in the Hamilton Crossing Project, renovating and creating a social services program for those 70 families who are part of that program. And that's been highly successful. And we're building on that for this new program that works with over 100 families in a similar format, but looking to create a safe, affordable, prosperous neighborhood.
And what kind of people at Eastern are involved in this? Is it a student project or is it a cross-platform where there's professionals involved as well, or how does it work?
There are professionals, there are professors, there are students involved. One of the largest groups involved in the program are social work students. And so there are groups of social work students training to be master's or bachelor's level social workers who are going out to these neighborhoods and being involved in community projects through projects like the Strong Housing Program, getting to meet residents, help them, and also learn more about their craft as social workers.
And you mentioned it there, the Strong Housing Program, and that's primarily what we're discussing here today is the monies that are being driven into this local community where Ypsilanti is the first community in the country to start this new program. So talk a little bit about how the program started and what it brings that's a little different in the way that they're applying these affordable housing grants.
Okay. So the Strong Families Fund is a new program created by the Kresge Foundation and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. And the goal is to create long-term 10-year programs that will help boost residents at educational levels. It'll help them with their employment. It'll help their children do better in school. And it'll also help with their health and wellness and their connection to the healthcare system and to the social service system. And the innovative thing about it is that it's a program where Eastern will have to prove that it's having an impact in order to be funded. So it's a pay-for-performance program.
So this isn't just, well, we're going to build some buildings and throw some people in them and walk away and say, hey, now you got a place to live, good for you. This is actually about improving the social well-being and the health and the educational well-being of the residents in basically a hope to try and get them on their own feet and get them out of affordable housing.
Right. So one of the goals is to increase the income of people living in those units. It's also to increase their educational level. We have partnerships both with EMU and with Washtenaw Community College, because that's one of the long-term ways of boosting residents' earnings is to get them involved in that. And also to improve health outcomes, to make sure people are taking care of themselves, they have access to a primary care physician. And so the goal is really to create this kind of safe community that also is doing well economically and doing well educationally.
And this is a performance-based grant, as you expressed. What are their measures for success? I mean, how are they looking at this and saying, yep, you did a good job, here's some more money to continue the program?
So they are still in the process of developing this program. We are, we're called a flagship program, being the first one. And over the next 2 years, both foundations will be looking at what we're starting out with, the baseline, and then looking at what realistically can be achieved by a program of this size year to year. So right now, I think the big measures will be things like income. It'll also be how many residents say that they feel safe in the community. It will be how many residents are enrolling in school, how many kids in school are succeeding. But there'll be discussion over the next 2 years about exactly what the measures will be.
And so we're kind of acting as a pilot here then for this program nationwide that'll expand massively all over the country, right here in our community and in Ypsilanti.
Right. So this will be the first of this will be the first of 10 projects, and I think the goal is to really roll this out across the country and have it be a model for creating an affordable housing that can provide a safe place for people to live, can help them achieve more in the workplace. One of our goals is to increase just the number of people in our community with associates and bachelor's degrees so that they can have higher earnings. And then for children in the community to receive a better education.
And that's really what attracted to me this topic, is that I love that Eastern Michigan is a leader in this new way of thinking about how to fund and develop affordable housing to make it more than just a place to live, but a place to grow.
Right. And so the goal is to really, that this will really reshape the community in that, the housing stock will be of much higher quality, and then the lives of people living there will be of higher quality too.
Great. Now we're going to switch off here, and I'm going to bring in Zach Fossler. And Zach is the executive director of the Ypsilanti Housing Commission. And Zach's going to talk about kind of what's going on, boots on the ground kind of work. So, Zach, welcome.
Thank you.
Let's start with, where is this money going? Which projects or which local housing developments is this going to touch right away?
So immediately, this will be impacting Paradise Manor, which is a complex located on Michigan Avenue. We'll have Hollow Creek, which is on Grove Road, and then Towner. Those are the three main complexes. Okay. And then we have about 30 units of scattered site housing, so mostly duplexes and smaller around the community.
And the major focus right at the beginning is basically rehabbing those and bringing them to modern standards, right? So this is about providing a comfortable place for these people to live that has modern amenities. Or is it just making them more environmentally friendly? What are they doing with the rehab dollars?
So we're bringing about $14 million into the community to completely renovate inside and out all of these units. And so we're gutting them. Okay. All the drywall, everything, all the appliances, any kinds of parts of the house basically are being removed and replaced. That's inside and out. So we're doing new roofs, new siding. All the site work is being redone, putting new sidewalks in, parking lots, playgrounds, tot lots, all those things, community gardens. Two of the sites, Hollow Creek and Paradise Manor, which are the two largest complexes, are getting new community buildings. And so they will have management space as well as space for social workers and space for people to congregate, much like we have at Hamilton Crossing.
Okay. And is this affecting existing residents, or are these people transitioning in and out of this housing? How does that work with people that are already living there?
So the existing residents are being temporarily relocated within our sites, and so we're phasing this project, and so residents move from one site over to another, their units are completed, they're moved back to units, so really the same residents will be living at this site. At the completion of the project, we'll have some availability, which we'll be filling at the end.
And the housing itself, is there an eye towards things like keeping their costs down for electric and heating and things like that, making them more modern and how the building materials are used and things to make it more environmentally friendly? Are you looking at things like that too?
Absolutely. A part of the funding that we got for this project, we had to certify that we were going to be enterprise green, which is a standard set, and so these units will be much more energy efficient. So we expect to see a lot of savings for residents.
Yeah, running your refrigerator costs money, but if you do it with an Energy Star compliant refrigerator, it costs you less, and there's a benefit for the residents obviously as well, because one of the goals that I heard here is that you're trying to help them manage their lives better, and reducing your bills is a great way to manage that. So what do you foresee as an impact on our community? What long-term is the goal and the hope from the Housing Commission for this project?
So what we'd like to see is a place where people can say that they're actually proud to live. Right now, I don't feel that that's the case. We've had housing that's been in a very dilapidated state, and it's been just in rough shape for a long time. And so we want a place that the residents can be proud to live in, that the community can be proud to have in their community. We want some place that people aren't stuck for the rest of their lives. What we see in affordable housing in the past is, at one point these projects were all really nice when they were built, but the condition they're in, it didn't stay that way. And people, the intergenerational poverty happened. What we want to see is we want to actually be able to break that cycle and lift people out of poverty.
That's a great goal. That's a great worthy goal, because it's true that people get comfortable in these in their own way, and comfortable might not be the right word, but it happens that they live there, then their children live there, and their grandchildren in some cases are continuing to live there. And I love that you're talking about giving them a way to get out of that cycle, to make the next generation even better than the previous one, which will make this community stronger. So let's talk a little bit about the partnership with Eastern as well. I mean, what kind of a partner has Eastern Michigan been in this project?
EMU has been an incredible partner. We've been working with them for the last 3 years or so at the Hamilton Crossing Project, which is really the original of this type of program. And it's been just an amazing relationship. The amount of resources they've brought in, in a way of not, and we're not just talking, you know, bringing dollars in, that kind of thing, but be able to bring in the expertise. Dr. Olwell, the kind of expertise he's brought in, the students that have been participating in the project, the director of social work at that site at Hamilton Crossing has been. He's been very good at gathering resources, and so he has interns that come in from Eastern Michigan University, WCC, U of M. There's a lot of different students coming in, and so you're having this great win-win situation where our residents are really benefiting from that, from having all those people interacting with them, and also the students obviously are benefiting from the experiential learnings.
All right, so let's just finish up here. If there was one really overriding thing that you would want people to know about this project and what the next few years for it will hold, what is that? What do you want to tell people?
The face of affordable housing in Ypsilanti is changing. It will no longer be a place where crime can congregate, where people feel desperate and hopeless. It's going to be a place where people feel safe, they're getting into work, and they're getting educated.
Well, thank you, Zach. I appreciate your time today. Zach Vossler is the Executive Director for the Ypsilanti Housing Commission. And Dr. Olwell, thank you very much to you. Russ is the Director for the Institute for the Study of Children and Families at Eastern Michigan University. And we were talking today about what they're doing as a partnership together inside of our community with many other partners as well to change the face of affordable housing in Ypsilanti and as a pilot project nationwide for how this can work moving into the future to give people a hand up and give them a safe and happy and growth place to live, somewhere where you can live and you can thrive for generations to come. So thank you, gentlemen, for coming in today. We appreciate that. This is Focus on EMU, a time where we take a look at some of the great things that Eastern Michigan University is doing in our community and here on campus as well. If you'd like more information about any of this, you can find it at our website, wemu.org.